Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Bethany.
Are we really doing this?
It sure sounds like it.
All right, here we go.
Welcome to the Mulberry Book Drop. We are so excited that you could join us today. We are starting a new journey, and we are so excited about this journey. But if you didn't know, we are from the Mulberry Public Library, located in Polk County, Florida. And this has been a dream of ours for about a year now.
It has. I remember being outside and emptying our book drop, and all of a sudden we started brainstorming about starting a podcast.
Yeah.
So some of you know us already because you visit us every week, and we love seeing you. But for those of you who don't know us, we thought maybe we'd play a quick game so you could get to meet us a little bit. So Sarah, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. What is your favorite picture book?
My favorite picture book is probably called The Book Hog.
Oh, that one's so good.
I love that book. It's one of those books that it doesn't happen very often with kids' books, but man, the first time I read it, it made me cry. And it was about books and a hog. And if you want to know any more details, you'll just have to check it out. It's such a good book.
Little sidebar, I remember when that book first came in and Sarah came running up to the circulation desk and she read it to all of us librarians and everybody got a little teary-eyed, so
yes,
that's a good one.
I was not going to accept anything less than everyone crying with me. So.
Okay, so let's see, my next question for you. Where do you like to read?
That's a tough question. I'm kind of one of those people that I can read anywhere. But probably my favorite place is to read laying in bed. So I just, after a long day, there's nothing better than coming home, relaxing after eating dinner, doing your nightly routine, and just laying in bed and finishing it off with a good book.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, but that makes my next question a little tough.
Okay.
I was going to ask you what your favorite reading snack is, but I'm thinking you probably don't eat in bed.
Yeah, no, I don't typically do that. I don't really snack while I read, but I do like to drink a cup of hot tea. Yeah. Yeah. I do hot tea a lot at night.
Okay.
So it relaxes me.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Okay. Well, I'm going to turn this around on you now.
Oh, no. Okay.
So what's your favorite picture book?
Well, I have a lot of favorite picture books. Probably the one that has always stood out to me is one that my mom used to read to me when I was little, and it's called A Chair for My Mother, and there's a little girl in it. Their house burns down, and so they work together to save money to replace the chair.
Aww.
Yeah, it's another sad one.
Yeah, but it sounds so sweet. Okay, so where's your favorite place to read?
Okay, I don't recommend this for everybody, so it's kind of a dangerous place to read, but my pool.
Okay.
I know. My husband picks on me all the time, but I always tell him I'm a professional. I've never gotten these books wet. I don't allow my kids to play in the pool when I'm reading. It's my alone time, so I have to be kind of by myself in a safe space.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, do you have a go-to snack in the pool?
Well, I have been known to stand in my pool reading. My husband actually built me a book holder for the pool so that I don't get it wet. So sometimes I have been known to stand in there and finish my morning coffee while reading my book.
Okay.
But for, like, if I'm on the couch or sitting on the patio, I would have to say one of my favorite reading snacks is popcorn.
Popcorn is delicious.
Yes.
Well, that was fun.
It was. And honestly, anytime you guys pop into the library, if you want to share with us some of your favorite reading things, places, people, maybe a favorite reading buddy.
Ooh.
I do love when my dog snuggles with me when I read.
I live by myself, so I don't really have a buddy. But sometimes music. Sometimes I do listen to, like, classical music while I read.
Nice.
I don't know.
That's
I like to, like, relax sometimes while reading a thriller because sometimes my heart is racing. So I listen to classical music with my heart racing. It's a good time.
It's a nice way to, like, counteract it, to balance it out.
Right. So I don't know if you happen to hear, but we have a little friend joining us today. We are sitting in the gym theater, and we didn't know, but, like, right outside, there is, like, a little Tweety Bird. So you may hear some music, and that is from our new best friend. So enjoy it.
We might have to name him by the time this is over.
Yeah.
So one of the things that we wanted to talk to you guys about is last year was a little crazy for everybody, and especially libraries, because a lot of us had to close down. But our director was pretty amazing at the time, and she asked us to just really brainstorm. It was kind of one of those, no idea is too crazy. I want to know what you guys think maybe you can do, what you want to try, what you think we can accomplish during this time. And I think it was a really cool opportunity for us to get to know each other more.
Yeah.
And to work together. And I don't know, I think we came up with some pretty awesome things that, quite frankly, I'm proud of.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think you and I were both listening to podcasts like crazy, and you are still listening to podcasts like crazy. I love it. But I think you had mentioned something about it, about starting a podcast, and I was like, oh, that would be so much fun. But we're like, there's no way, we're just too busy. And I think our director was like, no, like, just write up, like, kind of like, what would you need, what would you want, like, what would happen. And so you and I were just kind of like, okay, let's do this. So, and I mean, we made the plans for it and everything, and nothing really happened until recently. And then they were like, pull out all your notes. And me being me, I threw away all my notes.
I still have mine.
Thank you, Bethany.
It was kind of amazing, though. She took us on a field trip. We went to Lakeland, which is a town just north of us, and there was this really cool company up there called Catapult, and they let us look at their podcast studio, and they let us ask some questions and gave us, you know, some tips and tricks, and you know, if we have questions, we're welcome to contact them. And I got to tell you, that space was wild. It was really cool.
Oh, it was so cool. They were so nice. And we all, like, we knew that Catapult was there, but we didn't really know what Catapult was. Mm-hmm. And so Catapult really helps people, like, launch their businesses. So they were so nice to just let us come in and just look at their space. We weren't really doing anything there. They just let us come in, look, see what we needed, and then they actually let us go in and talk to, I believe she was the director, and she helps run like the podcast section, and so it was just nice to get tips and tricks from her. So that was really cool. And side note, they also have a very cool bathroom area there.
They did.
It, like, where you wash your hands looks like in the Harry Potter Chamber of Secrets, like in the bathroom where all the water just comes down. I took a picture.
It was really cool. And they have pop-up cafes and stuff, so like a little pop-up kitchen, so there's different restaurants that are in there all the time. So definitely check it out if you're anywhere near the area. But the other thing too, I know Sarah had kind of mentioned where we're sitting right now, but we are actually in the newly renovated Gem Theater, and that was another thing that the city of Mulberry just really, during the time that we were closed, like, nothing stopped. I mean, we just kept working for, you know, whatever goal it was we were trying to achieve. And Miss Space is amazing. I can't stress enough. Like, we just had our first sing-along that Sarah and another one of our coworkers got to host, and it was so much fun in here.
Oh, it was. We watched a fan favorite movie, and we had people of all ages in here just singing their little hearts out, and it was just cool to come with around and surround yourself with your community, and everyone just get to spend time doing something that everybody loves, watching movies and singing along to the movies. Because I mean, we kind of made it the rule that, hey, talking during a movie, no, we'll let you sing during a movie.
Exactly.
Like, no problem. So we have those sing-alongs once a month now. It's super fun. But yeah, and the Gem Theater, if you know anything about Mulberry, Mulberry's colors at the high school, middle school, are blue, black, and white. And so I kind of love that the Gem Theater was, I believe it was kind of, that was the inspiration, were those colors. So that's what I'm looking at right now. And I love it. I'm here for it. You know, I went to Mulberry High School. So it's a little bit of my hometown kind of feel. So it's really cool.
That kind of brings us around a little bit to another reason that we're here, though, is to let you guys know all the cool things that are going on in the community, and especially at the library. And so we're kind of heading into one of our favorite seasons, and that's summer. Summer is the absolute best time to head over to the library and see what's going on, isn't it?
Oh, it is. We have a summer slam packed full of stuff. We didn't get to do as much as we wanted to last summer. We did reopen at that point last year, but most of our stuff is virtual, so we're really, really, really excited to be doing our summer programs in person this year. So we have a lot of stuff coming up, but our main thing is that I'm going to talk to you about is our theme. So our theme this year is called Tales and Tales. Yes, I just kind of said the same word twice. Two different meanings. So we have animal tales and we have stories. So those kind of tales. So it was really fun creating ways to incorporate both animal tales and story tales too.
It was. And some of the stuff that we came up with, it's a little bit of a stretch, but I mean, that's what makes it fun, right? Yeah. So for some of our programming, the larger things, we have a group called Critter Creek. It's a wildlife rescue and rehab that's going to be coming, and they will be bringing actual animals with them to help, you know, teach us a little bit about them and how we too can help. And I even have a certified yoga instructor that's coming.
Ooh.
So yeah, she'll be doing some fun animal poses with us and, you know, games and stories and those kind of cool things. And then we're also partnering with the local historical and genealogical library. They are going to come and host a genealogy 101 class with us. So basically to start your own family tale, T-A-L-E.
Yes. Oh, cute.
Pun intended.
Cute. I like that. Yeah, so, and one of our main goal is for this summer is to have all these awesome programs, but also share the love of reading. And so with that, we, during our summer program, we always have like a summer reading challenge. And you're gonna wanna sign up for the challenge to earn your prizes during the first week of June. So it's, we're not too far away from that at all. But you can always contact us at the local library to ask more details about it. And our summer calendar includes different programs, story time for 5 and under. We literally have programs for all ages this summer. So we're really excited about that. And if you don't have a library card and you want to get one, you can come to the library and sign yourself up for one so you can join in our reading challenge and win prizes and just have a ton of fun this summer with us.
We're also going to have our normal book clubs and things will still be going on. So for the adults, we still have a morning Read a Latte Society that's once a month in our new cafe that just opened as well a few months ago. It's beautiful. And that's one where, you know, no required reading. We just get to sit around and talk about books and our love of reading and share quotes with each other. And we had our first meeting at the beginning of May, and oh my gosh, how we laughed. We had so much fun. And then we also have a afternoon book club that's always on the second Tuesday of the month. And then we have an evening book club that's always on the third Thursday. So those will be continuing through the summer. New members are always welcome, so if you have questions, just call the library and we can certainly, you know, give you the information you need and help you get a hold of the books.
Yeah, and you can always check us out on our social media. We have our website, mulberrylibrary.com, and all of our social media platforms. We have Instagram, we have a teen Instagram, we have a newly added social media of TikTok. So that has been fun and interesting. So if you want to, you can follow us on TikTok. We have joined, I think, the majority of the people in joining TikTok. So we're just having a ton of fun and being creative and getting those juices flowing that we can use. So, but like we said, we talked about the gym theater. We talked about summer. It's going to be amazing. I think it's going to be awesome being back in person for summer. We have been back in person for our regular book clubs and our regular programs, but getting to do it now with our summer programs, which are like our normal programs, but hyped up a lot. We get to do a lot more. So we really hope that we get to see you. We have afternoon movies coming during the summer. We have crafts for all ages. I don't want to give too much away.
I know. So, we gotta keep some of it as surprises. Yeah. But, you know, we even have dog training coming, guys. Like, there's a lot going on at the library.
Yeah. Oh, that's so exciting. I'm really excited about the yoga.
I know.
That's gonna be so much fun.
It's gonna be fun. And I do want to stress too, if you found this podcast by accident and you don't happen to be local, remember, Tales and Tales, this is a national theme. Mm-hmm. So, you know, contact your local library and see what's going on. The librarians are out there. They will help you. Every location's doing something a little different, but I would guess that most of them are probably still doing like summer reading challenges.
Yeah.
So definitely reach out and see what they have going on.
Yeah, and if you're listening to this and you can't really get out to your local library, I know in Polk County, we have a program called BMail. And BMail has been so incredible, especially in the past year. BMail has been around for a while, but while we were closed last year, we were able to utilize. The county was just incredible. And BMail is basically books by mail, and that you get to order books and have them sent in the mail to your house, and it's completely free of charge for you, which is crazy amazing. And really, there's nothing can stop a person from the love of reading. Last year they were I don't even have the words for it, I think, just because, you know, we were all like, what are we going to do? Our patrons need their books, especially with everything being closed down. You can't go anywhere. So what are we going to do? And when the county said that they were opening up for everybody free of charge, nobody had to stress about it. Nobody had to worry about it. We were still going to get their books to them. I know I've said this word, I think, like 3 or 4 times describing it, but it's just been incredible. And the fact that they're still doing it, those were the library heroes, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I will say, do you remember, like, because, you know, we were still in the building, so we were still answering the phone and talking to you guys, but do you remember explaining BMail to people? And I think the word I'd be looking for is grateful.
Yes.
Because some of them would almost sound like they were in tears, because they were like, you mean I can still get stuff? And,
right.
You know, we were sending books and movies and just, I mean, CDs and video games. I mean, libraries aren't just books anymore, you know. Our location, we have seeds and jigsaw puzzles and all sorts of stuff, so It was really wonderful to see everybody pull together. And I know I'm a little biased, but Polk County Library System is just, I mean, just unbelievable.
Yeah, being part of a cooperative, and like last year we weren't alone. It wasn't just Mulberry by ourselves. Like, the entire county was in it together. So we were in constant communication, constantly having Zoom meetings about what can we do, what's going on, how is everybody doing. It wasn't just checking on the work, but it was actually asking, like, how are you doing? Because, I mean, just like it was for you, for us, it was also hard. So the fact that just everybody, I think I have a new appreciation for my community, not just my Mulberry community, but also my Polk County community. Just so very thankful for everything that's happened in the past year, because, you know, it's just, without this community, we wouldn't be sitting where we are right now. So
that's always the word I think of when I think of library. I think of community.
Yeah.
My whole life.
So true. Well,
it really is. Well, so before we finish up here today, I know this is kind of a random one, but hopefully it gave you a chance to meet myself and Sarah. But we just want to remind you, you can go to mulberrylibrary.com, and there are links on there that will take you to our social media, so like Instagram, Facebook, or even on Goodreads. And you can always call us. It's 863-425-3246. And just remember, we are Mulberry, Florida, so we're in Polk County. And, you know, we definitely would love to have you reach out. Make sure you follow us so you can keep updated about our coming podcasts. Especially because, Sarah, do you want to tell them what our idea is for next month?
Yeah, so I don't want to give too much away, and I tend to do that. But next month we are going to have a fun look at one of our favorite authors. She has a new book coming out soon, so you don't want to miss out on episode 2 to find out what that new book is and how you can get a hold of it. So, because you are definitely want to get on that hold list as soon as possible.
I'm not going to lie, I've already been looking for it.
I know, me too. Okay, so before we leave, we want to start doing this with every episode, and that is, what are we currently reading? So, Bethany, what are you currently reading?
Okay, so I just finished up another author that I'm sort of obsessed with right now. I finished up Silence for the Dead by Simone St. James.
Love her.
So she writes ghost stories, and I never realized until this year when I tried her out for the first time that I'm kind of here for a ghost story. They're really well done.
They are.
Oh, as one of my friends said, she has a formula, but it works, and it really, really does. And then the other one I just started is actually for my June book club. So for Who Picked This Book, it's the evening book club. It's called Elizabeth is Missing, and it's by Emma Healy. And the reason for it is June is actually National Alzheimer and Brain Awareness Month. And so if you read the information about this book, it'll kind of give you an idea of why we selected it.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm digging it so far. I'm really having all the feels. So we'll see.
All right. So I am reading two books as well. So I am reading The Perfect Mother by Amy Molloy. And I read one of her books, actually a recommendation from Bethany, and absolutely loved it. So I was like, we have another one of her books. Let's get it. Let's go. Mm-hmm. So I'm reading that. And then on our Libby app, which is available through the library system, I'm actually listening to an audiobook called Don't Look for Me by Wendy Walker. And I started it yesterday, and I'm actually almost done with it. And when I tell you that there are many books in audio form that I just can't stop listening to, but this is one of them. If you ask the girls this morning, as we were opening, I was listening to it, and it was just kind of like a, don't talk to me, I'm listening to my book, and this is a really good part, but like the whole thing has been great. So it's a super fun read.
I'm going to have to add that one to my list.
Oh, yes, I'm loving it. So, well, I think that's all that we have for you guys today.
Thank you so much for joining us. And we hope to have you back with us next month when we talk about one of our favorite authors.
Yeah, we'll see you soon. Bye.